Then if there is time, we shall now do the worship. But if there is no time, we go home. Are we ready? Our Father and our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you again. As we remember the day you resurrected, that is what Sunday gathering is all about, to commemorate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, the hope of glory. We pray, Heavenly Father, that all the benefit of the cross shall be our portion today in the name of Jesus. We want to go into the scriptures, Lord. Anyone that can read and write can read the pages of the Bible, but only you can grant understanding. Come, Father, with your spirit of revelation and grant us understanding this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as we go into your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 13, verse 32 to verse 37.
But of that day and of that hour knoweth no man. No.
Let everybody open it. Some people are still going to content to know which page is Mark in their Bible. Page 52. Then they are opening it. Because now only on Sunday, some people, they open Bible. Okay. We are reading Mark chapter 13, and we are reading from verse 32 to verse 37.
But of that day and that hour knoweth no man.
Listen very well. We are talking about the rapture.
No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he findeth you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Part of the watching. Amen. And what inspired this? What inspired this exhortation? Very important. What inspired this is a message that I had. I'm trying very hard to reduce name calling. The reason is because we are fishermen. We are fishermen. And sometimes you don't go with a naked hook to catch a fish. There are seeds of God in the denomination. Sincere children of God in those churches. The difference between us and them that are still there serving that system is a revelation. You watching me, you left your church and decide to sit at home rather than go and be part of those places. The only reason is revelation. You were serving them before. You were there enjoying it before, until our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past, through jubilee sounded freedom, freedom,
and we have responded to our God. Original life.
It's original life.
Original life.
Listen. Something is say we have responded though. Jubilee has sounded and we have responded. What is jubilee? Freedom.
Amen.
From cages. And we have responded is by revelation. And it's important. And so sometimes when I call the name of a church and they say they are doing something that is wrong, while the tares there are reacting because that's where they belong, the seed of God too, under the influence of the tares, the way they were brought up, instead of him too to listen to what I'm saying, he too, he will be angry and he will not hear it. So we have been praying for wisdom so that we say it in a way that everyone, including the GO, will reason with me. Because he may also be a seed of God. And he will repent and change. So I will not call names. I may not call names. Praise the Lord. I may not. Amen. But this is what Bishop... A bishop of a very big church. Very, very big church. Organized a minister's conference where all those who look up to him gathered, ministers, Pentecostal ministers, all the who and who you know, plus those known and those unknown, upcoming and everyone that want to look like them, they all gathered in that mighty annual conference just recently. And what the bishop said is viral. Somebody sent it to me. And the reason he sent it to me, he said, please say something. In fact, when he sent it to me, he said, Pastor, talk. I will talk, not because I can talk better than you. It's because I have a platform for the bride of Jesus Christ to listen to me. Now, give me a few minutes to just read it because I decided to transcribe it. Now, this is what the bishop was telling that large gathering of ministers. He said, somebody asked me, why is it that in your church they don't talk about rapture? He's saying, it's not that we don't believe it, but we are not sent to preach it. It's not everything you believe you preach. Everyone is assigned to particular way, to particular assignment. Why is it that we don't preach about hellfire? Don't we believe it? We believe it very well. Satan and all who follow him will go there, but we are not sent to preach hell. We are not sent to preach hellfire. You may not be surprised that there are many seated here this morning who don't even know the message they should preach. So listen to television program. And so they listen to television programs from morning till evening, searching for what to say. No order. Any message goes. Sunday morning, he can be preaching about divorce. When people come to be refreshed and to be empowered for the week. Why? Because he saw somebody preaching it. Your message is your peculiarity. Shall I waste my time saying anything more? I think that is enough. That is, anything else he said is to support this fact. Praise the Lord. He does not preach rapture. Because God didn't send him to preach rapture. Do you know what? What he is saying is correct. It's scriptural. I'll prove it to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The message I am preaching today is titled Rap the Rapture Watch. And in bracket, the seeds are maturing. Yeah. Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, say, behold, I show you a mystery. Today, me too, behold, I show you a mystery. And I'll show you also to make you understand a principle of God. What is that principle? The principle is in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22.
While the earth remaineth.
Now this is after God swept the earth with flood, and now is entering a covenant never to destroy the earth again with the way he did. And then he added this statement to Noah. What did he say?
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
While the earth remaineth, that is my emphasis. Seed time and harvest. There is time for the seed to be planted, and there is time for harvest. It will not cease. It is a principle. So when, hallelujah, he wanted us to understand this principle very well concerning the church, then he spoke in several parables, but let's take a parable that will make us understand this seed time as far as the church is concerned. In Matthew chapter 13, from verse 24 up to verse 30.
Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
What did he do? He sowed a good seed in his field, in his farm.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares.
It is the story of the church. Oh, this is how the church began. No, good seed was planted. Nobody could join the church. And the church was pure. But after the men that were committed with those seeds to plant and watch over it, the apostles and all that early church leaders died. What happened?
The enemy came and sowed tares among
the wheat. Another seed again was planted, making two types of seeds planted as the church began. Is somebody understanding where I am going? Go ahead.
And went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, is not thou so good seed in thy field? From whence then art it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this.
You see? So, an enemy also entered that field and planted his own. This is the story of the church. Therefore, the church has become a mixed multitude. Those from God and those from the enemy, planted in the same church of Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
The servant said unto him, without them that we go and gather them up. But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them.
That is why he said, let them both grow together. Verse 30.
Let both grow together until the
until
harvest.
When?
The harvest.
Listen, there was a time that we are planted, and there's going to be a time of harvest. And there cannot be harvest until all the seeds are matured. Please start again. Let both grow together.
Let both grow together until the harvest.
There is going to be harvest. The harvest is the end time. The harvest is the rapture time. Okay, go ahead.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together.
He will say to who?
To the reapers.
Take note. He will say to who?
To the reapers.
There will be a ministry at the harvest time.
Right, right.
The people that will be involved in that ministry, they are called the reapers. Go on.
I will say to the reapers.
What are they to do?
Gather ye together.
What are they to do?
Gather ye together.
What are they to do?
Gather ye together.
They are to gather. That is their work.
Gather ye together first.
The tares will be gathered.
And bind them in bundles.
To
burn them.
Yes.
But gather the wheat into my barn.
There another reaper. They will also gather the wheat. To where?
Into his barn.
He personalizes it. To who? To where?
My barn. Into my barn.
His own barn. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he said something to make us understand this even further. We keep repeating this, hoping that somebody will catch it concerning the Church of Jesus Christ. He brought the picture again to understand seed time and the harvest time, so that you can also understand why the rapture has not taken place yet. In another parable, in Mark chapter 4, from verse 26 to 29.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh.
As if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come.
It was planted at the Pentecost. Oh, glory be to God. He died, according to church history, at Nicaea.
Amen.
That produced the Dark Ages. It sprang up in the 15th century. The blade, justification. Then, sanctification, Wesley. Then, Pentecost, 1906. But when the fruit is formed, that is why there will be the perfecting ministry. Then he taketh the sickle, because the harvest has come. Why has the rapture not taken place yet? Because that church that was planted, that we see in the New Testament church, died completely. It must be formed again. Until you see the full restoration of the world, full restoration, until you see a church that believe completely, totally, the apostolic faith, there will be no rapture yet.
Amen.
But all of a sudden in church history, at a point in time, people are talking about the end time, the end time message, the end time message, ministry of perfection, 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 perfection. We're beginning to look at the church ages, dispensationalism, because there is supposed to be meat in due season, because there is a season for God's agenda. All of a sudden, what was not being preached before, people are now taking a look at it. It is part of the agenda. It is the ministry for perfection that will position his people for home going.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Between the planting of the church and the harvest, there are activities that will take place. And those activities will be taking place under the leadership of Christ and the Antichrist. For the two of them are those that planted those seeds in that church. And that is to fulfill the prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The seed, the activity, yes.
And I'll put enmity between thee
between
and the
you,
woman.
Between you, Satan, and the woman. And that woman is Israel. I have taught it here before.
And between thy seed and
serpent,
seed.
You will have a seed. And the woman will have her seed.
He shall bruise thy head.
And the seed of the woman, the Bible tells us, is Christ. Therefore, the seed of the serpent will be Antichrist. Antichrist. The next statement shows that he will be Antichrist.
He shall bruise the head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. And you will bruise his heel, the progress of his church. And this also is a mystery that a lot of people going to church have not caught. But the Bible calls it the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness. They are mysteries. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Only he will not let it be let.
What is this mystery? Why is it mystery? A mystery is something that you won't understand what is going on. The mystery is how the pure church that started pure, clean, has reduced to what it is today. Satan took over the church and has rendered us to what we are today, until The scripture is fulfilled today, because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. But there is also 1 Timothy 3:16 that says, "But without controversy,
great is the mystery of godliness."
Great is the mystery of godliness. What is this mystery of godliness?
God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
And this mysteries explain to us or make us understand exactly what is going on in the church of Jesus Christ. See, when you come across a ministry like this, you have moved from religion to revelation.
Right. Amen.
You used to be guided by religion before. Now be guided by revelation. You did not know anything beyond this is what our church says. But now, take what your church is saying and bring it to the Bible. You will soon know whether your church is in the right way or not. Anything you believe, including the sermon books of the prophet William Marion Branham, if all you know concerning salvation is what William Branham said, is still religion.
Right.
Because it must also be tested against the word of God.
Amen.
And when I say this, they get very bitter against me. It's because of the, it's an indication of which seed you belong. But talk any negative thing against, if I say, "Jesus, have mercy on me," no problem. If I say, if I call, "Abraham say," they will say, "Call that name with respect." You have to say, "Brother Branham." You have to say, "The prophet, William Branham." Because he's the prophet, peace be upon him. As the Muslims we say concerning their prophet. Amen. Amen. Of course, we should respect anybody that deserves our respect. And I respect that man, William Branham. If not for that ministry, I don't know where I would have been today. It is that ministry that, see, the same way William Branham brought me up is the same way I'm bringing you up. Have you people not been challenging my teaching? And they receive text now. Don't just accept something because Pastor Moses said it. Argue with him until he makes it clear for you. And if you notice he's wrong, throw his son away and hold the one to the Bible. Because only God cannot make a mistake. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, in Luke chapter 21, sorry, Luke chapter 12, verse 54 to 56.
And he said also to the people,
listen very well now.
"When ye see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower."
Now, we want to know what season we are in now. What is happening in the church of Jesus Christ? These statements the Lord Jesus Christ made is what we'll try to understand. Now, go on.
He said, "There cometh a shower."
Start again.
And he said to the people, "When you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower."
Yes.
And so it is.
Always. You can predict the weather by what you see in the sky. Uh-huh.
"And when you see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass."
Uh-huh.
"Ye hypocrites."
He said, you are hypocrites, religious people, hypocrites. People who are saying that they are the spiritual people, he called them hypocrites. Why?
"Ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time?"
What will you not? How? That verse 56 again.
"Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time?"
This time that we are in. Why are you not able to understand, discern this time that we are in? There's a way Matthew put it in Matthew 16, the first 2-3 verses there.
The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, but the sky is red.
You see?
And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, but the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites.
He called them hypocrites.
Ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
So concerning timing of the weather, to know when rain will fall, when sunshine will form, when a cyclone will arrive, the spirit is coming, the way things are, rain will fall, rain will not fall, all this you know it. But concerning the agenda of God, concerning the homegoing, you cannot discern the time, even the sign of the time. And he also went further in John 4 verse 35. He went further in John 4 verse 35.
Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
That scripture is for now. Read it again. It's for now.
Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the and
is
then cometh harvest.
How you can know that the harvest is near? How you count 4 months, 4 months, 4 periods, then you know there will be harvest. It's time for harvest. Behold, I say unto you, what did he say?
Lift up your eyes and
lift up your eyes and look on the fields.
For they are white already to harvest.
It means we are now in the 4th month. Justification. 1 month. Sanctification. Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And perfection. The homegoing.
Amen.
Look at the fields. Look at the agenda. Justification has been restored.
Yeah.
Sanctification has been restored. Back. Remember. Hallelujah. Remember. And the restoration of the gifts have been restored. It happened in 1906. Have been restored. Now the fruit is to be formed. The perfecting ministry. The rapture is set to take place. And people are just going to church and coming and paying tithe and offering and church worker. And this and know nothing beyond that. If you don't know, how will you be ready? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Always remember. Amen. He gave another parable in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. What did he say there? Concerning the church. Oh, this is the church he was talking about. Oh.
Another parable spake he unto them.
Listen very well.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal.
Hid where? In 3 measures of meal.
See, the whole was leavened.
Until he killed the 3 measures of meal, justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 16 verse 4. Listen to what he said as a sign.
A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign.
Uh-huh.
And there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed.
Again.
A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas.
And what happened to Jonas? Jonah was in the was buried in the in the belly of the well. How many days? 3 days. Hallelujah. It was in the 3rd day. That Jonah was vomited out.
Right.
And he said it was a sign. And that will be the same sign also for us.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was buried. Hallelujah. The 3rd day he also resurrected. The word of God was destroyed. The 3 works of grace was destroyed. Hallelujah. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Three. It also took another three move of God to restore it. You can't kill the word of God. It was a sign. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then in verse 37 again of Matthew 13, where we read earlier.
He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
Go ahead.
The field is the world.
Uh-huh.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Go ahead.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels.
Go.
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire,
uh-huh,
so shall it be in the end of this world.
Uh-huh.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels,
uh-huh,
and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend,
uh-huh,
and them which do iniquity,
uh-huh,
and shall cast them into a furnace of fire.
Uh-huh.
There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Uh-huh.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as a son in the kingdom of their father.
Uh-huh.
Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, that almighty statement was made. What did he say?
But the end of all things is at hand.
Uh-huh.
Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
The end of all things is at hand. This statement was made long time ago. The end of all things is at hand. And he said, be ye therefore sober and watch. 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 That was the same statement he told Noah before he destroyed the earth. He also told him the end of all things at hand. Did it come to pass? It came to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It came to pass. Genesis 6 verse 13.
Genesis and God 6. Said unto Noah,
what did he say?
The end of all flesh has come before me.
The end of all flesh has come before me. Why?
For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Oh, glory be to God. And if the Bible says we should watch, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 17 from verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah. Let's read it from verse 26.
And as it was in the days of Noah,
uh-huh,
so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Again.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Uh-huh.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the
flood... were just living their life as if the world will not end, enjoying their life. But unknown to them, Noah had a revelation and he watched and he did what God told him to do. And at the appointed time, he was moved into the ark, and they didn't know it. Please, read on.
And the flood came and destroyed them all.
Uh-huh.
Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought.
It was as it was also in the days of Lot. Uh-huh.
They bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hey. Take a look at the story of what happened in the days of Lot. Take a look at what happened at the days of Noah, if you are a Bible believer. It will help you to know how to ensure your calling and election. Brethren, salvation started one day. It will end one day. It will not, listen, Salvation is an agenda. God started it. And it will end one day. The man that went to plant the seed in his farm, good seed, he is looking forward to a harvest. After he has harvested the ones that will go, what will he do with the rest? That is why fire was created. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, watch. How do you watch? Daniel understood by books. They were in captivity in, the story in Daniel chapter 9, just for reference. They were in captivity, Babylonian captivity, under the prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah prophesied, for all your iniquity, God will punish you and send you into slavery for 70 years. After 70 years, he will bring you back to your land. And exactly as Jeremiah prophesied, King Nebuchadnezzar came and packed all of them into captivity, scattered their land, and took them. That was where Daniel was, in Babylon. Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He remembered that there is an agenda. There is a prophecy that took them to where they are today. But there is also a promise that it will not be forever. It will last for 70 years. What is he supposed to do? Go back to the books of record. And it is recorded that by the time he found out, from the time Nebuchadnezzar came to the time he found out, they had spent 68 years. 68 years. Remaining how many years? 2 years. Daniel will be preaching prosperity it's a mystery. Brethren, it's a mystery. Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. That's why he says, study. What did he say? Study. Told Apostle Timothy, study. That is 2 Timothy 2:15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Approved. That means you can study and yet be in error if you don't get the right interpretation.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing
rightly
the word of truth.
Rightly dividing the word of truth. He added in verse 16.
But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
And he gave example.
And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Emmanuel and Philetus.
They were preachers, so if I call my own preacher of my day, you will say, well, why are you calling him? Calling him. These were mighty Bishop Emmanuel and Archbishop Philetus. He said, what were they teaching at that time?
Who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already.
And see the effect.
And overthrow the faith of some.
Didn't you hear some mighty preacher saying that water baptism has expired? It expired in your church, not in the church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because sinners are still getting saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is that popular tribe that we know in this church, the tribe of Issachar, the sons of Issachar. Hallelujah. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 32, hallelujah, we, the bride of Jesus Christ, we are also a unique tribe, a unique group in the body of Christ. What did he call them? How did he describe them?
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel.
We are reading 1 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 32. Chapter 12, verse 32.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times.
Again.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times.
There were 12 sons of Jacob. One of them is Issachar. Of all of them, he chose a particular tribe to give them this special understanding. That is grace. That itself is grace.
Amen.
Amen. They have that special grace. See their description again.
Which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do.
To know what Israel ought to do.
The heads of them were 200 and all their brethren.
All the other Jews
were at their command
because if you want to know anything, you have to come to us. Praise the Lord. No prophets. Oh. They were no prophets. Oh. But they had wisdom. They had revelation. Hallelujah. Of an agenda. The agenda of their God. While the rest go to temple, and don't play religion, they were walking in a higher realm than religion.
Hallelujah.
And that is why for the bride of Jesus Christ, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 1, Apostle Paul had to give us this admonishment.
But of the times and the seasons, brethren,
yes,
ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
First of all, note that first statement in verse 1. What did he say?
But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you.
Because you already know it. The children of Issachar.
Amen.
The Issachar anointing is the bride's anointing. Can I see the hand of the bride here? I see the hand of the bride here. Hallelujah. While they are concentrating on every time, mounting, go to the mountain, the fool there. What are they doing? Pray. I have not seen anybody that has gone to the mountain or camp to do Bible study. Prayer, fasting. And I have said it before. It is still a function of revelation. See, bride of Jesus Christ worldwide, take advantage of this ministry you are connected with. I spoke something to the women yesterday. And my secretary came to the office and told me, he said, these things that I speak, he said, no pastor says them. What I told the women yesterday, and I'm not repeating it. If you didn't come with me, you are not interested. Because you are not interested. I'm not repeating it. Amen. There are things you are hearing here. Hallelujah. Amen. They are not in a bookshop. Oh. You won't get them in Amazon. Okay. You better listen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We have no need. There are things we know. There are men of God, even in Nigeria, that the whole world hold in high esteem. They rate them very high. But because of revelation, some of them, we know who they are. We know that there's nothing but they are ministers of Satan.
Amen. Right.
We know. So when you are worshiping them, we will be looking at you. It's not pride, it's knowledge.
Hey.
It's not pride, it's knowledge. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. I may finish reading.
Verse 4. For ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love.
The way we do our Christian life is different. It's different. Be sober. And the only thing that makes you to be sober is revelation.
Amen.
It's knowledge. When Apostle Paul says, "Walk out your salvation with fear and trembling," the reason is because he added somewhere, he said, because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. There is a revelation he has that will tell him, see, take it easy. This God, listen, don't be proud, don't drag. He said, for he who thinks he stand, take heed lest he fall. And that's why I preach another sermon I titled, "Is Jesus Still With You?" You think he's with you. Meanwhile, for 3 days he was not in the church. 3 days. He was not there. He's not, it was not his mother. Mother there, woman there is a type of church. Amen. But we thank God for that church that took a retreat and looked. Where is Jesus? Why am I not hearing him again? Why is he not around? Why am I not seeing him again? Why is my prayer life like this? Why has worldliness crept into the church? Why is happening? My church members are going to Big Brother. Big, what do they call it?
Brother Niger.
Big Brother Niger. For the whole world to see them doing nonsense and coming back to church. See, my members are sitting down there with a bob. Men are wearing a ring. Hey, women are wearing, we didn't start like this. Where is Jesus? Where are you? Hallelujah. Thank God for that church that had to look for Jesus. That's why you are not to assume your salvation. Don't be saved because a pastor pronounced you saved. If a pastor pronounces you saved today, if you vex him tomorrow, he will unsave you. You have not had pastors that say, if you leave this church, you are going to hell. But he's the one that pronounced you saved the day you became a member. Oh, glory be to God. You don't finish. Read on till we reach 11.
Verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love.
And love.
And for an helmet, the
hope. All you should be thinking of is what?
The hope of salvation.
That is the helmet. The hope of salvation.
For God has not appointed us to wrath.
He has not appointed us to go to hellfire.
But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus
Christ.
That
is what we have been ordained for from the beginning.
Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
Whether we are alive or sleep here is in the grave. When you die, we will be with him. Wherefore,
comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do.
And the church will say,
amen.
Praise the Lord. It is on that strength I'm sharing some of these things, because concerning the times and the seasons, we are schooled in it. And we must keep reminding ourselves. This Bible here has been on for more than 1,000 years. These writings were written for almost 2,000 years. We have been reading it, but every time you carry Bible to read, it still becomes fresh, because it is the word of God to you. Oh, glory be to God. It is the food of the spirit. The Igbo man can never be tired of swallow. The Christian can never be tired of swallowing the word of God. That is where our life is. Praise the Lord. Igbokwen, thank you. And so when you come to that verse 30 of Matthew 13, that parable we read.
Let both grow together until the harvest.
Let the two seeds grow together until harvest, what will happen?
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, or gather the wheat into my barn.
So you can see there are two ministries here at the time of harvest. At the time of harvest, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Their ministry is to separate the wheat from the tares. They were planted, oh, glory be to God. They were planted in the beginning of the church. Jesus planted his own. Satan also planted his own. Let them grow together. Hey, how do you know which one is there and which one is wheat? Amen. He said that the time will come when the people will not endure sound doctrine. It's number one, identification of the tare. They will not endure sound doctrine. Another identification. They will heap to themselves what?
Teachers.
To do what? Read the scripture for me, please.
2 Timothy chapter 4.
Go ahead.
From verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
They will do what?
Turn away their ears from the truth.
Uh-huh.
And shall be turned unto fables.
They will
fables.
Be turned into fable. Do you know what a fable is? A fable is anything that has no salvation virtue. And that is the kind of gospel people like in this end time. Amen. Now, but listen. Before there will be a separation, before the separation process will start, there has to be reapers. These reapers are appointed by God and they are God's servants. And this is where the mystery is. Don't you ever argue with that woman pastor that said God told her to go and start a church. Don't you ever argue that because she is a reaper. The Bible already says, I permit not a woman to teach or usurp authority over the man. The Bible is against woman pastor. But there are people sitting down there that if a woman comes to pastor them, contrary to the word of God, they will believe her. Go and back them one side. So she received a commission correctly from God. She's a reaper appointed by God to pack a bundle. You have not seen a pastor that says grace, grace, grace. Don't mind these people. Don't mind people. We went to Germany for a program. We wanted to use one the church of one pastor, and then he quickly gave the organizers, our brethren there, condition. I hope you are not these churches that preach condemnation. We don't want anything that will bring condemnation on the people. So because of that, they refuse us to use their church hall. There are people that want, it doesn't matter. You can come anyhow. God knows them. God knows them. See, even here now, sitting down here now, we are mixed multitude. I'm talking generally. I didn't say we are the perfect church. I know better than to believe that all of us here are believers of what I'm saying. How many people here love Bible study? Prayer program, you invite your mother from the village to come. But baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll be here alone. Even to fast, you'll not go fast. But to fast for family deliverance, you will do dry fasting. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. We are here preaching things. Woman, pastor, and all these things we talk here, There are sisters that were carrying microphone in this church before. They left here. Some of the ministers that were following us and doing deliverance and anointing people here, follow them to be under them. Okay, now. All right. There are prophets that don't can't even read the Bible. They can't read the Bible. The only scripture they know now, warfare prayer. They know those scriptures for prayer. But they have left here after hearing all we are saying under the perfecting ministry. They left. You are seeing them for your Facebook now. How I know that you are here is that you are liking them. Anytime you see them, you are hailing them. When they see, but anytime they do, I have my media department. They'll say, see your members hailing him. He said, Pastor, you still can walk. They are sitting down here. So I'm talking to the bride of Christ worldwide. Cast thy seed upon many waters. I don't know who this seed I'm preaching will catch. Eh? Certainly, it will drop somewhere. It will drop somewhere. So you are watching me so that you will not be disappointed. Online member, you are looking for perfect church, Abby. You say, nah, bride. The day you come here physically, you feel see something where go stumble you. For this church, sisters are still sitting wearing skirt that is above their knees to come and sit down inside church. Here. Go and see them when they fall under anointing. And they are so shameless. Shameless. They will come during they are thanking God. Short skirt. Then come and kneel down. They will not just even drop and go. They must kneel down and show. Shameless people. So I know what I'm saying, though. I didn't say this is the perfect church, oh. But the perfect word is here. Amen. The word is here. I know it. The word is here. And worse still, they are old members. With a new member, it's understandable. And the sisters who do this, the old sisters are not even ashamed. Shame, not they catch thief. Now, the thief brother, shame they catch. Why can't you all stand up and say, sister, get out? You are disgracing us. How can you be a Christian dressed like this? You don't come and sit down and go. You are part of that iniquity. Even why you not correct them? Are we not supposed to be our brother's keeper? Are you Cain? The only thing you owe one another, that is what we do by feet washing. Feet washing is correct me, I correct you. Watch over me, I watch over you. If you say, now when I come this church, all my clothes before, now trousers, when I come this church, now I begin to wear, I don't get scared. Then brotherly love, sisterly love, go and buy clothes for her. Go and bring your old cloth, adjust it for her. The one where they pay me pass. Now women, we don't even know the dress that is suitable for their size. You know you are fat. Hello, talk God aside. It depends, you. Who is your pastor? Pastor Moses. Who sent you to rubbish me like this? You know I'm not your pastor. My sheep hear my voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't be your one face today. Hallelujah. It is separation time. That's all I want to prove to you. The seeds have matured. Therefore, the ministries are now taking position. The reapers are taking position. There is going to be an assignment. The seventh parable in Matthew 13 is the parable for the last church age. And that parable is verse 47 of Matthew 13.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels.
But he cast a net, that is the gospel net. All manner of things enter that net. Then it is full. There will be separation time. What happened when it's full?
They drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing.
Please go back to that verse 49 again.
So shall it be at the end of the world. So shall it be at the end of the world.
Again.
So shall it be at the end of the
what
world.
What will happen?
The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just.
The angel must first manifest to do the work of separation. And this separation work is done by God himself. That is what you see in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12. The fan in his hand.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. For he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand.
Fan. What does a fan do? It blows breeze so that the breeze will blow the chaff one side, then the wheat will fall to the threshing floor. Go ahead.
And whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner.
He will gather one group to the garner,
but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
It is this separation. What does he use? It is by God himself. What does he permit to achieve this? He calls it wind. He blows wind. It's wind of doctrine. It's wind of doctrine. And that is why he raised up the perfecting ministry. Please, let's read Ephesians 4 from verse 11. Just keep reading until I tell you to stop.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
For what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Because it is time for the fruits to be made manifest.
For the work of the ministry.
Which ministry? Reconciliation of the sinners back to their Father.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Yes.
See, we all come in the unity of the faith.
It will continue to achieve what?
The unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Unity of the same knowledge of the Son of God. Not three persons, not this one, not that one. All of us will have the same revelation of who Jesus Christ is.
Unto a perfect man.
Maturity.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Uh-huh.
That we henceforth be no more children.
We be no more children. Toast. To and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. By who?
By the slayer of men.
Cunning men.
And cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he said the fan is in his hand. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he said there must be heretics among you. What is the purpose? So that those who are approved might be made manifest. What is the approval? What shows the approval? The spirit in you is the spirit of truth. Anything you hear that is error, you will not hold on to it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The wind of doctrine. And so God can, he will now raise these reapers, anoint them with, there are two things he uses. Because there are two groups. motivational speakers and power. As you come to church today, so all you see is demonstration of power, demonstration, healing, deliverance, demonstration, and nothing more beyond that. Tithe and offering and everything. And there are people that support such ministries with their finances. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So he will anoint them. Now there is a description, he described it about this ministry of iniquity. 2 Thessalonians. I will soon close. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 7. Read it up to verse 15.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Uh-huh.
Only he who now letteth will let.
They call it a mystery. Go ahead.
Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan,
uh-huh,
with all power and signs and lying wonders.
What? With all what?
Power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness,
uh-huh,
in them that perish, because they received not the
that
love
is
of
what
the truth.
They do prospers only in those who are ordained to perish. All their lying wonders, all the nonsense that they do, it can only catch those who are ordained for the hellfire. Read on.
Because
why?
They receive not the love of the
why
truth.
Why does it prosper among them? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved.
And for this cause, God shall send them.
For this reason, God himself, the fan is in his hand. We do what?
God shall send them strong delusion.
To do what?
That they should believe a lie.
Because they have no. Anytime I read this scripture, fear. I preach a message that I titled Deceived by God.
Right.
A very strong title. Can God deceive somebody? You are seeing it here now. That he will put a spirit upon them to make them believe the lie
that
man is speaking. So that in believing that lie, they are separated from going to heaven. They end up in hell. Please read that verse again.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
That they should believe a lie. And this is done by God himself. That is the interesting thing. And that is why you should be afraid. Ahab is a perfect example. 400 prophets were prophesying. Go. Somebody that a death sentence is hanging over his head. You say you should go for a battle. And you know he's a Jew. 400 prophets that were receiving tithes from him. There are pastors that receive funding for ministry from unbelievers. I'm not going that way. But at least this one, they were all Jews. All of them were Jews. They were all there together. Amen. Listen, church. Immediately, Ahab set his heart to go to that battle of Ramoth Gilead. Immediately, God decided to act like a human being. He gathered his angels. Come, Abbe, give me an idea. What will we do so that Ahab will go for that battle, so that my word that came through the prophet concerning what they did to Naboth will come to pass? This one brought this idea. Amen. Then there is the lying ministry. The leader of the lying ministry. There are those who will stay at the altar and begin to use the name of the Lord. The Lord told me, God told me, you saying it, you know that God didn't tell you, you are. But in the case of even Ahab prophet, they were hearing, you know. They had it. They heard from above. That is why I said, be very, very careful. This thing is very, very dangerous. They will tell you, give you prophecy, and it will come to pass. But see the difference with the children. I'm coming back there. See the difference with the children of God. See the children. When I say God, they can deceive. Amen. Go and listen to that message. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Read it from verse 1. Maybe up to verse 5.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, uh-huh, and give thee a sign or a wonder, uh-huh, and the sign or the wonder come to pass.
Now, where... So you see, the sign or the wonder came to pass exactly. Would you say that is a man of God? Would you say it's a man of God? He said, God told me, I have been to a place where a man of God, he said, God told me that only 20 people will be blessed today. He's touching only 20 people today. And he said, Lord, where are they? And back, they fell so many years ago. And the prophet said, count them. There were 20. And then he said, that is all God said you will do today. Bye-bye. He went away. It was Umar Ukbai. I was there alive. So many years ago. Would you say that is God? Ha! After I left that day, I went to my entire message church. And my pastor was saying, they are of the devil. I said, pastor, they are not of devil. They are not of devil. He spoke and it came to pass. But I didn't know that to confirm if he is of God does not end with seeing signs and wonder. I must go beyond signs and wonder. Something else I must confirm. Please finish that verse.
And the sign and the wonder.
Again, and the sign and the wonder come to pass.
Whereof he spake unto thee.
After that, what are you saying? What does he say?
Saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them.
What did he say?
Thou shalt not hearken unto
you
the
should words. Not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams.
For the Lord.
This is the reason God allow it to happen. Why?
For the Lord your God proveth you.
He is trying you to know
whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Oh, it is only miracle
soul.
Signs and wonders that is making you say today, I'm a Christian. So it goes beyond that. Please read where we were reading before we came here.
Verse 11 again. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
He will send them what?
Strong delusion.
Strong delusion to do what?
That they should believe a lie.
And do you know that Ahab believed that lie and went for that battle? Even when prophet Micaiah, came and told them, one, the rest of them, 400, only Micaiah spoke differently. I see Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. Better go back. If you go to this battle, you are not coming back home. One prophet, sound them, one is the leader of the school of prophets. Sound them, me, an international. There is a way, something. Yeah, there is an acronym they give themselves. The father of the father of prophetic something. They are the father of. There is one title they give themselves. They do it very arrogantly and proudly, and then he slapped Micaiah. Where did the Spirit of God leave me to go and talk to you? Ahab, go and lock him up till I come back. Come back to where? Micaiah still said that is if you come back alive. What made him to believe those prophets? It's a delusion. Hallelujah. God deluded him. Did something to make him believe a lie because he has no love for the truth that a true prophet of God was telling him. And that is the condition of the church today. But there's an admonition. Read further.
Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but add pleasure in unrighteousness.
Okay.
But we are bound to
give
thanks.
This is it. You always. And I, brother of Jesus Christ, we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, for what?
Brethren, beloved of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation.
Before the foundation of the world, we are ordained for salvation.
Through sanctification of the Spirit.
And we will go through a process of sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth.
Amen.
That is what we are made up of. That is our identity. Holiness. Obedience to God's word. Belief of the truth. Whether it hurts us or we enjoy it. Is it God that spoke it? We will stand by it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The reapers are taking their position now. He said, as in the days of Lot, what happened in the days of Lot? There are angels that went to Lot, to Sodom. They did two ministries. They do two things there. They blinded some and took another group away from the fire that was coming. Part of the ministry for the reapers is to blind the people. Blind them totally. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blind them so that they will never know the truth. They will never know the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this bishop and this ministry, that church that I made reference to, they are fulfilling these scriptures. Hear what they are saying now. Hear what they are saying. That they don't talk about a rapture. Haba. 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 That means they are not ready to leave this earth. Can't you see what they are doing? What their attention, what the projects and everything they are undertaking. I quote him again. He said, we believe the rapture, but we are not sent to preach it. He is correct. He added, it is not everything you believe you preach. Apostle Paul, James said, you believe in God? He said, Satan also believe. And he does what? Tremble. But does Satan teach godliness? By their fruit, you shall know them. And he's saying it that he was correct now. Because he added, he said, everyone is assigned to a particular way. Hey, when I heard him say that, I jumped up from my seat. I say, this is perfectly thus said the Lord. Because there are some to take care of theirs and some to take care of the wheat. Some are sent to prepare people for going to heaven, while some are sent to prepare people to go to hell. So they are correct. He says it again, I quote, everyone is assigned to a particular way. And Matthew 7 verse 13, please read it for me. You will see the two ways there.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Uh-huh.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way,
uh-huh,
that leadeth to destruction.
That is one way. That is one way. And there are people that are sent to lead people through this way.
And many there be which go in thereat.
Many! Many follow them because there as you grow. There are too many in the church. There are too many. Very many. Uh-huh.
Enter ye, because straight is the gate.
Now this is another way now.
And narrow is the way,
uh-huh,
which leadeth unto life.
Now that there are people that are leading people through this difficult way. Uh-huh.
And few there be that find it.
Please read on.
Beware of false prophets,
uh-huh,
which come to you in sheep's clothing.
Prophet here is not talking about the prophet Sunday, prophet Sydney. This is not the prophet he's talking about. is the preachers, the teachers of God's word.
But inwardly, they are ravening wolves.
Go ahead.
Ye shall know them by their fruits.
You will know them by their fruits.
Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every
you can't good give what you don't have.
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil
your
fruit.
Your origin determines the way you will go.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good
fruit. I can never teach anything different from what I am teaching because of my source. Because of my origin. Go ahead.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit, ye shall know them.
By their fruit, we are identifying them now. So that you will know which church to attend if you want to go to heaven. Okay.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord.
Listen, no, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Okay, now.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Okay.
And in thy name have cast out devils. Uh-huh. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Uh-huh. And then will I profess unto them.
Then, future, then.
I never knew you.
He said he didn't know them.
Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Okay.
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it.
Listen, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof is what?
Are the ways of death.
Death. Hell. Be careful, church. Be careful. He said that they don't talk about hellfire. He said, we believe it very well. But we are not sent to preach it. He said they are not sent to preach hellfire. Big church. They are opening churches all over the world. But they are not preaching the soon coming judgment. They are not preaching that there is hell. Therefore, they will not preach there is a heaven. Because you can't talk about heaven without talking about hell. But they talk about they mind earthly things. Because that's where they belong. Hallelujah. He added again, and I quote, your message is your peculiarity. So, the message you preach defines which way, what work you are doing at this end time. You are gathering people for heaven, or you are gathering them for hell. You are either gathering the wheat or you are gathering the tares. And he added finally, he said that their ministry is built on three words. Three words, that is their commission. The word of faith, word of prosperity, and the word of signs and wonders. That is their own. Anything beyond that, you can go somewhere else, but not this one. Listen, church, the Bible is before you. Internet has made, social media has made information available everywhere. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Shortly, I will round up. Please just give me another 10 minutes.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
Deceitfully.
But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid.
Now, if this thing we are preaching, you cannot see it, this is the reason.
It is hid to them that are lost.
You are lost forever. You are ordained to go to hell.
In whom the God of this world
and this is the reason. The God of this world has blinded their eyes.
of them which believe not.
Their minds.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, what did he say there? Let's read some scriptures quickly and run up.
Having a form of godliness.
Talking about the from verse 1. What does verse 1 say?
This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers
the
of their
emphasis
own self.
There is at the last days, the end time. This will be the identification. Verse 5.
Having a form of
godliness.
There will
be people, verse 5, they have a form of
Godliness. But denying the power thereof.
They deny the power. The power there is not power to cast out devils. It's the power that can convert a sinner to a saint.
From such, turn away.
Read on.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
He said, from such places, what should you do?
Turn away.
See another identification in verse 7.
Ever learning.
And they are ever learning Bible school, colleges of theological institutions, everywhere, seminar, blah, blah, blah. Ever learning. But what?
Never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
And identification again, 1 Timothy chapter 4. They are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly.
The Spirit speaketh expressly.
That in the latter times. Some shall depart.
Not all. Because I'm among
the remnant.
There's the remnant. Some shall depart from the faith. Which faith? The apostolic faith. This Bible Christianity. And give heed to what?
Seducing spirits.
And what?
Doctrines of devils.
Verse 2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Lies in hypocrisy with
their conscience. Seared. The hot iron.
No conscience. How can a preacher of the cross tell you he doesn't talk about hell? With a conscience. Preparing ministers. Gather ministers. That's supposed to teach them ministry. You are gathering them to tell them they should follow you now. Stop talking about heaven. Stop talking about hell. You see, like us now. Talk with the one who will concern you. Actually, it's a sincere talk. A sincere talk. Prosperity. Meanwhile, 1 Timothy chapter 6. From verse 3, 4, 5. What did the Bible say?
If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to awesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but dotting about questions and strifes of words, whereof comment envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness.
That is prosperity. Evidence that God is with you is that you will prosper. That is what they teach. What did he say?
From such, withdraw.
Withdraw. It is thus said the word of God. What kind of godliness are we supposed to pursue? Godliness with contentment. Godliness with contentment. That's what the next verse says.
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Great gain. Always remember. See the way it is put there in 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2 is the scripture for prosperity.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper.
That you may prosper
and be in health.
Chile, I am reading 3 John verse 2.
That thou mayest prosper and be in health.
That thou may prosper, that is material prosperity. You must prosper and be in good health. Now see where it is going.
Even as thy soul prospereth.
So which prosperity comes first?
The soul.
There is already the prosperity of the soul first before the earthly prosperity. While you are prospering materially, your soul must also be prospering. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why he told Timothy that since you were a child, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, 14, and 15, what did he say?
But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
Do you know? Read verse 13 again.
Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
Read it very
deceiving
well.
Deceiving and being deceived.
Again.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse
and worse. Do you know the meaning of a seducing spirit? A seducer is one that takes you away from your husband, takes you away from your wife, that will make you not to stay true to your wife, true to your husband, is seducing spirit. To take you away from truth to error. And it is the ministry, the Bible called them wicked men. Read it again, verse 13.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse.
They will, as the time coming, they will get worse and worse and worse.
Deceiving and being deceived.
They will deceive and be deceiving and because they love to be deceived. Go ahead.
But continue down in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
There are scriptures that have no salvation virtue. Look for the scripture that will give you wisdom unto salvation. Stop concentrating on things that have no value to your eternal destination. Read on.
Make the wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
What is it for?
And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so, as we begin to look at what is happening in Christianity today, bride of Jesus Christ, it is scripture being fulfilled. In Luke chapter 21, verse 28, he said, when you see these things come to pass, when these things
begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your
heads. What should you do?
Look up and
what
lift
should
up
you
your
do?
Heads. Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
It is a sign of the end.
Right.
In Romans 13, verse 11, 12, 13, 14. Another admonishment.
And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Listen, it is nearer. It is nearer. When you believe, you are hearing end time, end time, end time, end time, end time. It is nearer. It is nearer. When I was young, when I was 10 years old, 12 years old, I was hearing death, 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 death. It didn't bother me because I believe that you have to be old before you will die. Now is death nearer to me than when I began. It would be stupid for me not to put that into consideration as I live my life. Concerning salvation, you believed 20 years ago. You are 20 years nearer your salvation. Read on, please.
Verse 12. The night is fast spent.
That is the admonishment.
The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Listen, church. We keep hammering these things repeatedly, repeatedly, hoping that somebody who has been hearing this one day to be quickened to you to stimulate some seriousness in your spiritual bearing. I remember, I don't know whether they still do it now. When I was in primary school, our own, that time, these days of electronic age, I don't know how they do it. There is one appointment among the prefects in the school, the timekeeper. He uses it to announce the change of class, or closing time, or assembly time. So just go ahead, live your life. Don't worry, don't look at the clock. We didn't have a wristwatch, so we don't know. So there is one clock they have given him. That's his job. He is the one that watches the clock. The rest of our children, God, we're just doing the small time. It is his responsibility. He will ring the bell. Ngalam, ngalam, ngalam. Hallelujah. What I am doing now, some of you didn't know these scriptures. Because I am ordained to watch. I am a watchman. And what I am doing now, I am ringing the golden bells.
Don't you hear the bells?
That is what I am doing now.
Don't you hear?
It is time, oh, it is homegoing. It is homegoing. It is homegoing.
It is a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when the ring, the golden bells for you and me. There's a land beyond the river. There is no night, no day. Always there, and we be singing in the presence of the living God. One by one we gain the border, there to dwell with our immortal. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells no ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? We shall only know the blessings of a Father's sweet mercy when the ring, the golden bell for you and me. Don't you hear? When the King commands the Spirit to be free, nevermore without His blood is free.
rejoice. Give him worship. Give him worship. He's coming soon. And all our sufferings will end. All the troubles will end. He's coming soon.
In these dark closing days of time, Lord of Lords, His signs are round in
hands of my head.
All painted on the silent sky. Oh, faithful yes. Witnesses, new witnesses declare the coming,
the coming of our Savior.
Jesus is coming soon.
He's coming soon.
He's coming.